Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
Yeah, sorry, my kids grew up as Disney kids watching High School Musical. And it just seemed appropriate because we are all in this together. Joining us here on Good Morning New Hampshire, Governor Chris Sununu. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning. So I got my first grader, my 7-year-old Leo, loves High School Musical and High School Musical 2.
Yeah.
And High School Musical 3.
Oh, please, all of them. Head. So do I. So yeah. it's just a way of it. But you know what? It's something that I shared with my kids. And, you know, it's the lesson is we are all in this together. And you just don't have an easy job right now because right now this should be the end of April vacation for most people, some ruining the destinations that they might have gone to, others kind of looking forward to summer. We're in just such a state of uncertainty, and you are tasked with kind of trying to bring some certainty to this uncertainty.
Yeah, certainty and sanity is crazy, but, you know, it's crazy for us, but my job is to make it as easy as we can in these difficult times for the citizens of New Hampshire, and it's tough. It's very, very tough, whether the economic constraints that have had to been put on, and, look, 80% of our businesses are still up and running, and they're doing well, or I should say they're getting by.
Right.
But that's a lot for a place like New Hampshire where we're used to having, 2.5% unemployment and the lowest poverty rate in the country and all that. Mm-hmm. So we know that there's been a lot of sacrifice made, the physical distancing, but it's working. It's working really well considering Massachusetts' numbers are still just off the hook.
Yeah, I know.
And you see what's going on with the healthcare system just a couple miles or a mile south of our border.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing just south of Hillsborough and Rockingham that it's not worse here. But it isn't because the people in New Hampshire, I think, have done a very, very good job. With that discipline and those sacrifices that you bring up, whether it's vacation, whether it's, end of the year for the seniors that want to graduate.
That's the saddest thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And look, we're going to try to get some guidance out so folks can do some type of graduation. It might look a little different, but proms, I don't think that can really happen. Unfortunately, because it's just, you're asking for a lot of trouble, with proms and those types of gatherings. So, anyways, look, it's a lot of sacrifice, but we also want to start as the numbers maintain a downward trend. And we've seen a fairly consistent downward trend for about 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
And given the guidance document that the federal government has given us saying, look, if you get 14 days of good data, you can start thinking about, taking those first initial steps to flexing things open. And our hope is that we can make an announcement tomorrow that does that. And at least some first steps. I mean, we're not just flipping a light switch on, but at least some
right.
first steps to get us where we want to be.
Now, this is the task force that you've set up. There are so many different sectors of business that you really need to consider, and not just consider, but break down all the, okay, do this for safety, do this for capacity. I mean, there's so much to be considered.
There really is, and it's not just businesses that were closed, but even businesses that we let stay open that just need more guidance, like manufacturing. We didn't shut down manufacturing. But we are going to provide them some guidance documents about some, good safety standards and practices to have within their facilities to ensure that they don't get an outbreak within the facility. So we'll provide that as well. And or restaurants. I mean, restaurants are really, really tricky for a variety of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much the restaurant itself, but you open up a restaurant in Salem. I think we were discussing this last week, or Nashua. 80% of your customers are going to come out of Boston.
I know.
And that's a problem. That's a real problem right now. That is exactly what we don't want. So how do you allow those businesses to open up but not allow those customers or disincentivize those customers from coming in? That's a really tricky thing to do.
Right.
So there are some first steps and easier steps we can take with retail maybe or hospitals. We've talked about hospitals possibly
mm-hmm.
Opening up, their elective procedures. So all that's on the table for consideration.
All right. And it should be. Now let's talk about, you brought up some people from out of state. Yes, we have to have a very New Hampshire plan. How important is it, though, and you have been keeping in contact with the governors of the other New England states, how important is it that what we're doing is based on what they're doing?
A lot of it is. Not everything, but a lot of it is, because Vermont and Maine and New Hampshire are kind of in the same boat. Vermont actually had a zero new cases yesterday. That's an amazing, amazing statistic.
What a great number.
And congratulations to Phil Scott. Now, again, if it stays at zero, that would be amazing. I don't know if it can, and we hope it does. But they've done a great job over there going from a much higher rate of infection than even we did mm-hmm. to now a much lower. They really clamped down on things. And so now they're starting to flex things open. Maine's starting to flex things open, and we will as well. Massachusetts is a real challenge because so much of all three states, so much of our tourism, hospitality, hotels, even our restaurants depend on Massachusetts visitors.
I know, and normally in a normal situation, we love them. We love them. We thank them for coming to New Hampshire. It's just a little goofy right now.
It is. It is. So, unfortunately, those areas of impact. So, even if a hotel or resort in the North Country might have very low incidences of COVID, they're catering to the people in Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Jersey, and New York. And that's mm-hmm. who you want to come up there. And that's about, like, in my former business, that was about 60% of our business were folks out of Massachusetts. And it was wonderful.
Right.
But that's exactly what you don't want right now. So
right.
It's very, very difficult. And there are certain limitations. I mean, we think we can do certain areas, and certain private businesses can say no people from Massachusetts can come here. That's a pretty difficult request to ask. But you know, we're looking at all those kind of possibilities and opportunities at a very granular level. So we're mm-hmm. looking at bowling alleys individually. We're looking at retail. We're looking at, you know, resorts or the Canobie Lake parks or beaches. Mm-hmm. We'll look at each one individually, and hopefully we'll be able to provide some guidance to get some of these things going. But And everything that we do is going to be passed through public health. So we'll have the scientists, the epidemiologists, the real brainiacs, if you will, mm-hmm. the smart guys really coming in the room and making sure that whatever we do can maintain a good semblance of health and safety and continue to mitigate the viral spread.
Yeah, because that's really what it comes down to. And the recent survey that just came out from St. A's, you know, you're getting very good approval ratings. I know that doesn't matter as much to you as taking care of business. But what it did show was that we were here in New Hampshire more concerned about the health right now than the economic stress.
Yeah, I mean, both pieces have to come into the equation.
Of course they do. Of course they do.
Epidemiological, if you don't control the virus, mm-hmm. the economics aren't going to work.
Right.
I mean, everything collapses with these massive viral spreads. Look what happened in New York when they tried their best to say, no, keep coming to work. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. De Blasio kept saying, you know, we're open for business and public transportation and all that. And they got crushed, just crushed by it. And they're going to be digging out for a lot longer than we are.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really believe in a strong economy, you want businesses to come back strong, you got to be disciplined early up front. Think of it this way. If we have to wait a week or two more weeks or whatever it might be to open something up,
mm-hmm.
a year from now, that's not going to make – we're not even going to
remember. We're not going to feel that. You're right.
Whether it was the 13th or the 28th or whatever, right? But it can make all the difference in the world in terms of mitigating the viral spread and getting it right. If you rush this stuff, you risk not getting it right, and you're right back to where you started. So leadership is really about having discipline, patience, making tough decisions, and playing for the long game. And economically, that's exactly what we're doing. And that's my one frustration with these folks is they just open it up. You don't care about the economy if you don't open it up. No, just the opposite.
Yeah.
If I open it up, I'm putting my economy at a much, much bigger risk.
Right,
for
a much longer-term bad situation, you know?
Exactly. We're considering all of this, but the viral spread can be devastating to economies. And if you don't get that under control, you're in trouble. So I think we've done right, and so it's a bit of a balancing act, right? And, again, there's no rule book here. There's no guidebook. I wish there was. I wish I could go to, you know, step five, step 27 in a pandemic, do this. No, I'm writing that book right now, or I hope somebody's taking some notes. I don't know.
It's like you're learning to ride a unicycle. You know what I mean?
That's it.
You're
looking around the room going, who can help me? And they're going, we don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Good luck. Good luck with that. Keep going. We believe in you. And so anyway, that's why we try to be very transparent in what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We do press conferences all the time, and we just want to keep communicating to people what's happening, what our thinking is, what the process is,
mm-hmm.
so they're as informed as we are. And I think tomorrow will be a day to actually start showing. I feel pretty confident we should be able to start showing some areas of flex for both our economy and the stay-at-home order.
Well, you know what? I've also enjoyed the fact that You've been the entire time saying it's not going to be a light switch. So when I come when I'm saying I'm going to come out on Friday and say something, don't expect the light switch to go on. It's going to be modified. It's going to be different. Of course, you're considering the economy, but we've got to get, we just have to get this under control now.
That's absolutely right. And again, maybe we could take more steps next week or the week after or the week after or the next day. I mean, this thing is so fluid, right? Maybe we're going to flex a few things, but then we realize in a couple weeks, you know what, this isn't working because we have the testing data to show, you know, this piece we went too far. We got to pull certain things back. I'm not saying that this is a one-way road. We're going to have to push levers forward and back as we start easing out of this, but you got to do it gradually.
Yes, you
know,
you do.
You get in your car on a cold winter day, what you don't do is start it up and floor it.
Right.
That's
right.
What you do. You're asking for a lot of trouble. Yeah, you'll get to where you're going faster. Right? But in the long term, you could really break the system and have to really pull back and be stuck. So that's what this is about, just easing into it. We got a cold engine here. We got to ease that throttle back forward a little bit and be very careful because the virus is what really still has to be that preeminent variable in our decision making.
Right. And unfortunately, as testing becomes more available, which it is, we're going to see those numbers go up. But you have to kind of take it with a grain of salt because it's more about the hospitalizations and the real serious cases.
You have hit it on the head. This was all done. This was all done to make sure our healthcare system could control and handle a run on the system. That's what this was all about in the beginning. And we've done a very good job. We have only maybe over 100 hospitalizations today. So we have a lot of factors of safety, which is allowing us to take these steps. The
data that what we'll do tomorrow in our presentation, we'll actually show also some of the key metrics that we are looking at so people understand on an ongoing basis.
Yep.
What are the key metrics that we see that allow us to do this that the epidemiologists are looking at to just say, yeah, this makes sense and these new guidance documents will actually, you know, mitigate that spread. Mm-hmm. But this is all about controlling the run on the hospital system.
Yep, absolutely. Because again, the hospitals are hurting. We need to get them doing their elective surgery again. I mean, we need to get at a point where we can grow it back to hopefully where it was before. That's not going to happen overnight, and it's not going to happen again by everybody just opening up and people going everywhere.
No, it'd be a new real problem. Look, I was talking to the CEO of Boeing, the CEO of Delta, and a few other folks, and they've all said maybe 20 or 30, the airlines right now are at about 1%
of
the ticket sales.
I know, it's so sad.
Airlines alone might get back to 20% by the end of the year, might be at 30 or 40% next year, right? They're looking at years to bring things back.
Yeah.
So no matter how fast I do it, like everything doesn't just pop back tomorrow, and again, you can really cause more problems than you anticipated by doing two things too hard. You could by moving things too hard and too fast.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate the fact that you've got a whole bunch of heads working on this. This isn't just Chris in a room by himself coming up with all these great ideas. You're really getting input from just about everywhere.
Yeah, no, it is. So one of the best parts of leadership is you got to surround yourself with good people, with smart people, and you got to let them do what they do best. Now, at the end of the day, the buck stops here, and the governor has to make some pretty tough decisions based on all the different inputs. And sometimes you have good, tough debate on these issues. Nothing is clear cut. But you know, we've had to make some tough decisions, and we think we're doing pretty well. You know, you referenced a poll. I haven't seen any poll numbers, but you referenced a poll that I suppose came out yesterday. But it sounds like people are pleased with our approach. And again, given all the sacrifices that they've had to make, we just can't thank them enough. It's really the people of New Hampshire that deserve the credit and the testament, making sure our numbers aren't like our neighbors to the south.
Right. Absolutely. And it's so very important. You were like 84% Democrats, 87% Republicans, 87% undeclared are all giving thumbs up to how you've been handling this so far. So,
it's great.
But again, it goes right back to the song I played. We're all in this together. You know what I mean? And you're the first one to say, thank you, people of New Hampshire, for doing what you should be doing to get us through this.
That's it. And those folks that wanted to have political attacks at this point, I mean, shame on them. I mean, it's just pathetic. It's People don't want a Democrat plan. They don't want a Republican plan. You know what they want? They want a New Hampshire plan,
yes.
And that's what I'm delivering. I don't care about the politics of this. Nobody should care about it. I heard there's another liberal group going out with attack ads on me today, and, I mean, whatever.
Well, I haven't heard that yet, but I can...
Shame on them.
Yeah.
I mean, really, shame on them. I don't think anybody in New Hampshire is listening to any of that nonsense, and there'll be a time for all of that, right? There'll be a time
yes,
for campaigns
we'll be,
down the
when
road,
we get back to but normal.
Not, but not now. Not now. And those folks who, you know, I'm not... The Democrats in the state should look hard at their party right now and what they're trying to do with the lawsuits and the attacks and all that. It's really despicable.
Oh, yeah. The recommendations they just came out to how to spend the federal money. We thank you for your input, but we've got a group of people, including Democrats, that are all coming together to figure this out. It's okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
All of our advisory groups are bipartisan. They have legislators involved,
yeah.
An even number on the left and the right and
yeah.
all that kind of stuff, because there can't be politics in this. So all those Democrat attacks. I mean, it's nonsense. It's a bunch of nonsense.
I know. Well, it's again, hopefully most of us will be able to brush that off. We look forward to hearing the new modified plan. But again, it may be set in stone tomorrow, but things could change over the weekend, and then we could make some other alterations. And eventually, we're going to get to the point where we're all going to feel like, okay, we're sort of back to normal. Although, I mean, I think some changes that we've made may stick, you know?
Yeah, they may. Yeah, no, this is going to have long-term societal change.
Yep.
And you know, maybe for the better, right? It's just kind of the new norms and
right.
new appreciation of you know, health and safety and washing hands and personal hygiene and all those things that really do make a big difference in our lives.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for reaching out to us and coming out to us and talking to the listeners, because, again, you're out in front of it, but you're still taking time to talk to everybody that's behind you.
You bet, buddy.
All right.
Thank you so much. Be safe, everybody.
You too. Thank you so much. Governor Chris Sununu doing his thing tomorrow. We're going to hear about a new modified stay-at-home plan and taking slow but sure steps to reopen New Hampshire and get us back to where, you know, our live free or die selves. It's a great thing. More of Good Morning New Hampshire coming right up on 107.7 The Pulse.